Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to the first episode of my podcast. So this episode is going to be just a bit about myself and what I hope to accomplish through this podcast and what I hope to share with the world, basically. So let's start from the top. First, my name is Kendrick, and I really enjoy helping people. From the first time I started my first YouTube account, I really got into the whole idea of entertainment and trying to share my ideas with the world. So when I first started out in the entertainment industry, I used to make surprisingly Lego videos. So how that would work is I would purchase a bunch of Legos. This was back when I was still in middle school, still transitioning into high school. So I would purchase all of these Lego figures, and then I would start taking a bunch of pictures of them and then edit, make them move. And this was the beginning of the stop motion era in that time period. I used to watch a bunch of Lego video content creators as a kid, and I guess that kind of sparked this type of interest in me. I really wanted to create something as amazing as what these guys are doing. One of the content creators that really stood out to me was this guy, ForestFire101, YouTuber, and he was just amazing. He was producing tons of Lego videos. A lot of people gave him really great feedback, and he even did skits with his friends. And the thing that I really wanted was to, you know, try and do something just as amazing as that. So I started publishing Lego videos, and of course, in the very beginning, no one really watched it. But something that really surprised me was that when I diversified my content, as in I would create Lego videos about Star Wars or music videos, battles, cross worlds like Star Wars meeting Harry Potter or soldiers. And just that process of adding all these different effects really blew my mind. I mean, getting people to actually watch this stuff and comment. Of course, I received some good comments and got some bad comments from some people, but that's all part of the learning process, honestly, of becoming a content creator. You have to accept feedback and move on from there. So eventually I started communicating with different people in the Lego stop motion community, and I was able to grow a bit of a fan base. Like people would actually comment on the videos I would upload, or they would ask me, well, when's the next upload? And I didn't know what to say, because back then it was so difficult to publish content. I was using my dad's really old Windows computer, and he really didn't like me using it. And it was such an old computer that every time I'm creating a video, adding transitions, editing, trying to shorten some of the stop motion images or add mouth movements, the computer would freeze or the program would crash and I would lose everything. So this happened multiple times. So definitely starting out, the process was much more difficult. I didn't really know much about computers back then, and I wasn't old enough to get my own. So I was basically just feeding off of my dad's computer and sharing it with my siblings. So whenever I had time, I would start creating videos. And then I realized that creating content really brought me a lot of joy. I felt like I was putting stuff out in the world that other people would enjoy, laugh at, and bring possibly a smile to someone's face somewhere out there. Just knowing that people are actually watching my stuff, that really made me so happy. So if you guys want to check it out, the YouTube account is called Fosty Lego, and there's a couple people who see that those videos. I tried coming back in 2019 and it didn't work out so well because people really didn't like what I was putting out there. So I was trying to do a Minecraft thing, but I still had all the Lego figures, but I'm kind of in college right now, so I don't really have time to edit videos, and I'm kind of much older, so it's kind of weird if I keep playing with Legos or taking pictures of Lego figures. So yeah, that was kind of my introduction to the whole entertainment community. After that, I started getting into being more involved in high school. So that's when I started to get off my whole Lego video creation time period and started focusing more on school. I tried to get better grades, and of course, the Lego community kind of disappeared, as in I spent less time on YouTube and I lost a couple of friends and I felt a bit disappointed. Actually, before I started that Lego account, there was actually another side entertainment project I did with some friends. So it was me and three friends, Andreas, Casey, and Mark. And we would upload video game footage and footage of TV shows, and we would make, back then it was AMVs, animated music videos, and this was back in 2013, I was kind of still in middle school, so I was creating these videos too, besides the Lego videos, and these videos got a lot of attention, and my friends were really enjoying it, and they would even talk to me at school about those videos, and I think that's the thing. Those types of videos are the ones that really stand out. The projects you take on with your friends like watch your stuff and then they keep encouraging you. I remember back when I first started that account and was uploading videos, my first, one of my videos received a bit of attention, and that one YouTuber decided to put some negative comments on it. My friend was defending me. Seeing my friend defending me on YouTube comments and trying to fight some haters online, that really blew my mind, honestly. I couldn't believe that my friend that we started this out was just watching my back. And that's really important, you know, to have those friends out there that have your back and really do support you through the process. I still have access to that account. Though it's that YouTube account is called Fasantic, and that really did help me kickstart my whole enjoyment of YouTube, because that area was video games, friends, and TV. I mean, TV, our favorite TV shows. I mean, like Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends, Star Wars, The Clone Wars, and shows like that. Those really just blew my mind. So after those two accounts started to lose some attention, I started to shift my focus to school later in high school. And then after I graduated and went on to college, I wanted to kind of expand my horizons. So during college, I met a bunch of new people, and really, they blew my mind. They really introduced me to all kinds of different areas in life, because in college you meet people who are from all kinds of different parts of the world, all kinds of different value sets. So a dude I met, he taught me a lot about soccer and stuff about school. And at the time I wanted to get into a more medical side of the field. So I was taking a lot of science courses, and later settled on trying to find my path and my passion. And I knew it was in the sciences area, so I took all those types of science courses like organic chemistry, general chemistry, anatomy and physiology, and what was the other one? Calculus. And those classes were pretty tough to juggle, but in the process I met a lot of great people. And eventually, I started getting into dance. So that's when I started another YouTube channel. And this YouTube channel was basically me practicing dance. And now looking back at those dance videos I created, I really enjoyed it. I mean, I started getting into the whole concept of creating cover video icons for my YouTube videos. And I would definitely recommend to any creators out there who are trying to get attention on their videos to kind of customize their video icons to be more appealing to people, because that's what gets people to click your videos and bring attention to your account. But I would advise against it if you are doing it to create clickbait for people. That's not right. Because you want people to click your content to learn something about what you have to offer. That's my concept with it. I wanted to not trick people into watching a video about something that was fake or they wouldn't learn anything from it. I wanted to get people to watch my video so that they can understand something, a new perspective. So after that period of trying to understand what I wanted to do, I started getting into dance, and I started posting a bunch of videos of me dancing on YouTube. And then I started receiving some good feedback from people from all over the world. And of course, some very negative feedback from people. Like, they would say my dance videos make them cringe, or they would judge me because of my the way they think my ethnicity is. Pre-Filipino looking dudes or Spanish looking dudes. So a lot of judgment from that. But you know what? Looking back on it now, taking in any form of criticism is just about as important as anything to grow as an individual, because we take that criticism and it's in our mind for a while, and it causes us to have this kind of spark to improve. So after I started getting bad comments and started getting busy with school, because I told you I was taking a lot more of science courses, and over time as I progressed through those science courses, the classes got a lot more difficult, so I had to focus a lot more of my time in my science courses. So that's when I realized I had to shift my attention from video editing and creating content to focusing more on school. So I kind of disappeared from the dance scene of YouTube, and then I came back and I found out that I got some comments from people telling me to, especially on the negative commented videos, they told me to continue on, and they believed in me and stuff like that. And that just blew my mind. The fact that people are encouraging me to still keep doing what I'm doing and just loving it, that, especially since dance was just becoming a hobby for me. I remember growing up, my older brother would be doing all these dance performances, and I would see him, and I couldn't believe or imagine myself being able to dance. I mean, here, growing up in middle school, like, people would always say that, oh, you should join this dance company, but it was only because my brother was good at dancing and people saw him as a great dancer. But the fact that people were asking me to join a dance company, I didn't believe in myself at the time. I didn't really have any definition of why I would want to get good at dance. But later on, I started discovering the dance community, and from there things skyrocketed. I was watching these young kids, YouTubers that probably everyone knows, like Kenneth, Bailey, Sean, Casey, all these guys, and Gabe, watching them grow up. It's absolutely amazing to see these kids creating a career out of a hobby that they love. Of course, I was actually listening to some of these guys' interviews. To chase after your hobby requires sacrifice. So of course, you need to kind of find that balance in your life. And that's one of the toughest things to find. So I found out that these kids sacrifice a bit of their studies and school to focus on their hobby. I mean, that sounds like the smartest way to live your life, honestly, and be happy and things like that. But I couldn't, for me personally, growing up the way I did, I couldn't imagine someone sacrificing their studies to try and pursue something that in the beginning, for someone like me, I wouldn't be sure if I would be making a living out of something like that. That's why I started pursuing more of my time in the science field to find an area that I wanted to make a living off of in the medical field. And thinking back, you know what? I have no regrets because I think challenging myself and taking a route that not much people would do, I think that's a happy life in general. I mean, if I was always just doing dance or Lego videos all the time, I don't think I would be making a living out of that. I don't think people would always like my content. And I don't think my parents would like that too. But you know what? Everyone grows up differently. And everyone has a different perspective. So don't judge and just trust the process. If you know it in your gut that something is going to work out, just trust it. And of course, it's always good to have something to fall back on, like school. So going back to the topic of me discovering dance, becoming one of these amazing dancers was something I really wanted to do. So I kept publishing videos, and I eventually met this dude who was giving me positive feedback on my videos, and he would literally be the first comment every time I uploaded a new dance video. And that was really awesome. And I would watch some of his own dance videos and comment on his, and that was my first time making a friend online in the dance community, and us just like commenting on people on each other's posts. And I kept going for a while, but then, you know, school got even harder. I later got into graduate school and my focus shifted. So that kind of got a bit tougher to start publishing videos. So during my summers, I would start publishing videos. So right now it's the summer again. So lately I've been listening to a lot of podcasts, and I guess that kind of got me in this more into the direction of creating one myself. So for anyone who's interested in listening to podcasts, I would highly recommend the College Info Geek podcast. That's a very entertaining show. I mean, Thomas and Martin, they talk about life, video games, productivity, a lot of the things I got into right now. So transitioning from being focused in dance later on in my college career, I started getting into productivity and maximizing my happiness through organizing my life and trying to find the best way to live it. It was, in a sense, kind of growing up. I thought that was kind of cool. I made some great friends through that, through online website called Habitica, and which I discovered through Thomas's videos. And from there, I made some great connections with people that helped me read more books or helped me to create more content on YouTube. So I later started YouTube channel on studying. So I wanted to get people to watch my own videos on medical field and, you know, just kind of study with me and see what I'm studying. And I would sometimes vlog or show them what I'm up to. Like lately I've been trying to learn the guitar, which is kind of cool, sharing my journey on that. Right now I'm using a very old guitar, so the strings are kind of hurting my fingers, but we will see. Maybe in a couple of years, my fingers won't hurt anymore. I'm really enjoying it, though. The process of learning guitar, it's very difficult right now, and I'm just starting to get into switching strings. Yesterday, I'm in the choir, so I attended the practice, and I asked our our teacher if he could teach me a bit about the guitar. My friend ended up teaching me about the guitar. Mark, he was really helpful, showed me some apps for helping me learn how to tune a guitar and practicing. So right now I'm still getting my chord switching down, and we'll update you guys in the future, hopefully, if I ever get my tuning down. One thing that really surprised me that has really blown up this year, I believe, is Instagram. I see a lot of great dance videos on there. My friends are very involved on there. And even for myself, during the school year, I would spend almost 2 to 3 hours some days on that app, just posting pictures or watching people's stories or watching cool or funny videos. I found that very dangerous later on. So this summer, I took a break from that to try and rediscover myself. And honestly, I would highly recommend this for anyone who's trying to rediscover themselves or learn to be happy, truly be happy on their own without having to focus on what other people are doing with their lives. Because if you come in terms with yourself and your deepest thoughts and realize what makes you happy, you know, I think that's one thing that people should always strive for in life. Figure out what makes them happy in life. So I would highly recommend for anyone who's starting out to definitely take time out to examine their interests and areas in their life that's making them happy. I mean, for myself, I later realized that I wanted to produce content and put that out to the world, because I feel like in the future, someone might benefit from this stuff. But going back, before I realized that, later, as I continued my productivity channel, I started getting good feedback from people. People were commenting on my posts, on my videos about, oh, hey, can you, you should do this and this to get more views on your videos. But honestly, I didn't want more views on my videos with my productivity channel. I wanted people to watch it and benefit from it. I didn't want more views. But then again, it wouldn't hurt for me to make a nice clickable icon, which I did on my dance and Lego video channel, to try and get people, get their attention to try and learn what I have to put out into the world. I really want people to benefit from this material. So after I started creating the productivity channel, I also created I'm making way too much YouTube accounts, but there was one account where I just posted random videos like video games and college videos, and those videos actually got some views. I mean, I used to play some soccer, and I post videos of me and my roommates in college like playing some soccer, and I thought that was really fun. So another great thing that you can use YouTube for is just look back, I guess, at the cool stuff you did in college and stuff like that. I mean, of course, it also be nice to put all your videos into one place, but YouTube is a very diverse audience, and you know, it's you know, it's kind of difficult to find an audience that just wants one specific thing from you. It's kind of a trial and error thing, you know, try and find what people like, what they want you to keep producing. I guess that's what I've been kind of up to lately, just trying to find what people like and try to find some work that makes me happy. So lately I've been following Thomas Frank. He's kind of my entrepreneur idols. I wanted to also Ali. There's a medical doctor, Ali. He's also an entrepreneur and a medical doctor. So that kind of inspired me to try and put my own content out there. I want to be just as helpful as these guys. I wanted to just find ways to put content out there. I'm being very repetitive, but you get what I'm trying to say. So in the future, some things I hope to do with this podcast is to share my thoughts on interesting topics that come to mind, and hopefully reach out to more people through this podcast. So as I listened to more of Thomas's podcast and started getting inspired by that, I started publishing, or I made my own Twitter and started giving out some tweets, and I later even created my own blog and using Blogger, and I've been publishing some blog posts. It's been getting some attention, which is kind of nice. Got to start from somewhere. Hopefully, I'm hoping to keep these small things going, this podcast, blog, and my Twitter, so I can try and get people updated. Also created an Instagram if anyone wants to check out my study videos or wants to check out my dance videos. Not much attention on that. Instagram is actually a very populated place for a lot of people who are advertising things. So there's a lot you can learn through different areas of social media. Basically, where I wanted to get through with this podcast is a bit about myself. So that's me, my journey through the entertainment industry. It's been basically me trying to find my niche and kind of experiment a bit in areas that I think people might find interesting and find what interests me and makes me very passionate about the work I do. I'm hoping to reach out to a lot of people. So some of my own personal hobbies and interests, as you can tell, include filmmaking, video editing, and then on the entrepreneurial side, creating, publishing myself out there, getting my name out there, and creating videos and content that I believe could help people. I really love learning new things. I love creating happy moments. I try to stay as positive and happy. I always try to look back on my day and try and see areas in my life where life seemed difficult, but there was a happy moment I could take out of that. I think that's one of the biggest things to look back at in your life. You know, try and see the positive or the happy side of it. So I have been learning to play guitar, so that's another one of my interests. Growing up, my favorite video game character was Sonic. Would highly recommend Habitica. It's been an ace in college. It really helped me organize my life. And even for software and tech, I would highly recommend for people to probably switch to a Mac if they have Windows and they never tried Mac before, because that really changed my life. Friends really helped me get out of my comfort zone and to make the switch. I would highly recommend it for anyone who wants to increase their productivity. So lately I've been trying to get into good habits this summer and create more content. So I'm hoping that this podcast goes well and we reach out to some great people through this podcast. I'm hoping to even possibly interview some people in some future episodes. So keep an eye out for that. So I would highly recommend for anyone who's listening for the first time to please don't be afraid to reach out. And if you have any questions, I'm hoping to help anyone out there if they need any help or have any questions for me. So you can connect with me if you want through Twitter or my blog. And that's about it for this episode. Hope you guys enjoyed this first episode. It's just been basically about me. And I hope you guys found that interesting. And I will see you in the next one. Stay awesome.